Well, it's voting day. Another day to exercise our God, who is a man, by the way, given right to democracy, elections, I voted stickers, and that hot nerd who does the results on CNN. We have a God-given right to that man, the hot nerd on CNN, and it's important that we use it. Find him. Kiss him. Take him home and ask to slip into something more comfortable. It is what God, or as I like to call him, America, intended.
I'm Chris Christie.
I'm
Debbie Lovato.
And I'm the Global Citizen Festival made famous by Bono. And we'd like to welcome you all here to Stinkers, the Hoser Feels Like a PSYOP, and I'm Worried No One Is Talking About It, of podcasts, where we talk to guests about their biggest stinkers, a.k.a. the worst mistakes they've ever made.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Please welcome to the pod today, comedian, podcaster, and improviser, Tim Lyons.
So, and this is where I speak now.
Yeah, you know what? You should just, I think you should start us off after that.
Yeah. I had a stroke.
So happy to be here. It is voting day. Did everybody vote? Or
yes,
did you...
I did.
Okay, not very nice. Are. I did the LA County. I did a mail-in vote ballot, so I popped that in a couple days ago. Yeah,
I like to go live. I enjoy the if I can. I haven't always been able to, but when I can, I like to go in, slip it into the.
You like to sort of touch everything, right? While you're there,
that's right.
Yeah, you like to look over into somebody else's thing and be like, "Hey, who are you voting for?"
Yes.
That type of thing. Yeah.
Well,
and wouldn't it be fun if we switched right now?
And my voting place is a school, so it feels like cheating.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like I'm in school and cheating on a test.
Right. Yes. And then you sort of stick around in the school for a few hours after, right?
Yeah, it's
well,
so
they
nice.
They said that recess is for everyone, so I don't see why that's weird.
Yeah, it's not. It's nice that they're letting you back in there.
When the bell rings, does it cause PTSD?
For
when the
kids.
Bell goes off?
When you see the principal, are you like, I'm about to get disciplined?
Do.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I'm providing them PTSD.
The bell goes off and they come into the hallway and you're just standing at the end of the hallway and drums just start banging and you start running at them. You're like, run! Run!
So is it like that, Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little something like that.
That sounds really nice for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm really proud to do that for my country.
Mm.
Well, and I'm glad you view that part of it as a specific act of patriotism. A lot of people say, you know, vote, exercise your right to vote. You don't need to exercise your right to terrorize the school children.
That's
but
right.
You do.
I do. Yeah, I do. And I believe in that stuff. Sorry.
You know what? If anybody has a problem with that, you know what? Just sound off in the damn comments for all I give. For all I give.
I'll just say this. I'm going to jump into something.
Oh,
I'm going to jump into my stinker because it has to do with kids.
Be careful.
Okay.
I'm legally allowed to say this stuff.
I'm saying be careful with the jumping. You don't want to hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. You don't want anything to fall off, get loose.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I thought that was clear. I'm so sorry.
Listeners, Caroline, please don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, listeners, well, Caroline, if you could just, okay, I'm going to turn off your headphones.
I'm so sorry, listeners. Caroline, please don't do that kind of stuff again.
Okay, got it.
Oh, hold on.
My headphones are off, but my microphone is on, so I can't hear what they're saying, but boy, am I glad I got my headphone privileges revoked.
Yeah.
Kind of the ideal way to engage with
Okay, we're turning your headphones back on, Caroline.
Oh, I hope I didn't miss anything too crazy. I had a really nutso time myself.
Well, we wouldn't have known about it because you didn't verbalize it at all. But
I feel like we, before we started today, created a new shared mental illness.
Yeah.
Like brand new.
Yeah.
There was an incredible energy coming into today's. That I enjoyed. I was like, okay, this is how it is. I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they the best ideas come out of chaos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
the Joker said that.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what he also said? If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That is true. That is, and then true. He said, don't be careful getting the pencil out of your head.
Yep, he said that.
That was from the first draft of the script.
That's right.
Yeah.
Before he died, he goes,
try another thing. Let me try a different
one. Doesn't believe in shooting scripts.
I only quote first drafts.
And don't they usually bring you sort of on set, like, before to sort of like improvise and then they refine from there?
Exactly. Basically, anything I do or anything I really like in the script, they know to take it out.
Okay.
They know it won't work.
But that's so helpful. Most scripts,
when Caroline gets done with them, they're about 2 pages long.
That's right. That's right. So, Maggie, I couldn't help but notice you were talking about kids before.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying
that. Be careful. about the jumping. Sorry.
Gosh. It's hard to exist sometimes in this space with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So my sticker
I genuflect to you.
Oh, Tim, I'm so sorry.
You know what? Honestly, this is a real podcast, which I like about it. It's like, you know, when you see those clips of people having fun on podcasts,
yeah.
They don't have this kind of fun on my podcast. It's like, let's have a quick conversation. Let's go into some fake improv. This is like friends being friends, hanging out. I feel like in the friend group, or at least I'm trying to get into the friend group. I'm struggling to get in. Okay.
Yeah, you're my best friend.
You're
in.
Okay.
You're my
friend.
Come in.
Okay.
Genuflect with us.
Yeah.
Good. I was sweating over
with
here.
Us.
Come genuflect.
Yeah. And I'd love to learn what that means.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We'll get it. We're going to say that after the mics are off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I love it.
All right. Maggie. So I work at a children's theater, and we are currently in dress rehearsals and performances for The Little Mermaid for all the age groups. And I was doing costumes for some of the older kids yesterday. And they're at this age that's really hard because like they're the same age, but there can be like 3 feet of difference between students and
puberty.
This is like a stinker that just broke me. But I dressed this kid who is bigger. He's like probably like 5'7" already, and kind of a like
how old
chunkier kid, 13.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
you're describing me
sort of down with the thickness. Yeah,
yeah. I'm 5'7". Yeah. I'm a little thick.
Yeah, yeah, thicker than you, Tim. I'll say
thicker
that.
Than me.
Thicker than me.
Yeah. Wow. That's great.
And listeners,
this is a thick king that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So please, yeah.
Please respect.
Yeah. Basically, halfway through the show, he has a costume change where he lost the pants that I had put him in earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they went. So I grabbed other pants that were too big for him because it was a quick change, put them on, and guys, it was just a dress, but his pants fully fell down.
Ouchies.
That's a core. You created a core memory for him. Oh no.
And it was just, luckily it's like, it is this group where most of them have been there since they were like 5, and so they're very comfortable with each other. But I felt devastated because it is this thing of like, we try to be very sensitive to the kids who have bigger bodies and like make sure we have correct
you don't want them to feel
costumes
bad.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want their pants to fall down on stage.
Yeah,
pants shouldn't
exactly
fall down.
Right.
Suspender shouldn't snap.
Yeah. And then he came up to me at the end of the, after he got off stage and we changed him back into his other costume. And he said, "Hey, don't worry about that. That wasn't your fault." And I wanted to say, kid, who else's fault could it be? This is, first of all, like, this boy clearly is like too tuned into adults. I felt badly, but
sounds like something you would have done.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was like, game recognized game that's happening here. And I was like, you do not need to worry about me. Like do not worry. We will take
care.
Do
not worry about all the tears on my face that are visible.
Yeah.
He was a very sweet, weirdo, but
I mean, it sounds like he was right though, because you're telling the story later on. It certainly stuck with you. So
yeah. Well, I felt badly that he at all even could have. Well, first of all, that it happened, and then that he at all thought of my emotions. I was like, you should not be thinking about me at all. You should be like, fuck this bitch.
And embarrassed.
But
you know, and no one cared. That was the nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very grown up of him. That's very,
I know, which is devastating. Because it's like, oh, you have to be a grown up as a kid. What's happening? You know?
What's happened?
Yeah, once again, game recognized game. So that was my stinker. I will promise to do better and not humiliate children from here on out.
Thank you. That's touching, Maggie.
Listeners, based on the fact that I do this podcast, you might be surprised I'm legally allowed to work with children. And I just want to say, careful.
Yeah, careful.
Careful with the jumping.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of jumping, it just makes me think of my own stinker from this past week, something that I already actually physically showed Maggie before. But basically, you know, if you're listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that I'm training for a marathon, which is a bad idea because I'm like extremely injured and whatever. But I couldn't get my money back, so I have to do it, even if
it breaks my body. Caroline, that's not true. Beyond anything else,
I am a cheap person. So it's almost time for the marathon. Saturday was the last kind of longest run of the training cycle of 20 miles. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to do this. My sister was in town, and we're like, you know what? We'll meet up with this running group I do, and that'll like force us to run it. So I realized I didn't have any clean sports bras, so I had to wash them the night before. And you're not supposed to dry sports bras in the drying machine, or else it kind of messes with the elasticity of it.
Is that true?
It is true, but it doesn't really matter. So then the next morning comes, and my bra was soaking wet.
Soaked, yeah.
But I looked at the weather forecast, and I'm like, well, it's supposed to rain anyway. So I'm kind of actually beating this at its own game. If I'm already going to be wet,
diaper rash
when I'm running. So so it like rained throughout the whole, you know, 20 miles. But I did it, and I was like, great, awesome. I get home, go into the shower, and start screaming in pain.
Painful.
I have beneath my titties, like on my rib cage,
if you're able, is your bandage still there?
No.
I don't want to see.
I used to have a Mulan style bandage, like right below my boobs.
And that's what I would call that. Yeah.
Well, you know in Mulan. You know in
Mulan.
We
originally saw it in Mulan. Yeah.
Yes, you know Mulan when they find out she's a woman and she has a bandage over her titties. That's basically what it is. Except I have
a
bandage.
Do you know how you just spoke?
I had a bandage. Just like on my ribs, basically, because it's like a big red welt across my body right under my boobs. And then I was like, after a while, I was like, okay, I got to let it scab. I got to do whatever. But then, and I was wearing it without the bandage for a day. But then I did, unfortunately, bleed through some of my shirts.
Some of? Not one?
How many are you wearing?
Maybe two. I don't know.
Wow.
So?
Caroline,
I know you say things like, you know, I couldn't get my money back, so I have to do it. And I just want to, like, the operative word here of have. You do not have to do this. And your body, in multiple different ways, is telling you that you should not do this marathon. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
That maybe you need to push harder.
Thank you, Tim. You need to
wear a wetter sports bra for the marathon.
If it's wetter, it's going to be more slipping off.
You're going to have like trench foot in your breasts.
Yeah.
Breast foot.
Breast foot.
It's kind of like a nice unexpected bonus, I think. I'd love to have breast foot be the first case, be the first case studied by science. So I'm looking forward to it. And Maggie, thanks for your feedback. I'm going to ignore it.
I love the possibility, though, that you become a fucking freak of science. Like, you become a Daily Mail article just about, like, this is the first woman to ever have breast foot.
And, the picture is just like a close-up image of like scabs under my boobs and like a little underboob.
The front image is just a dead-ass like crop shot of your face smiling, and it is for some reason really low resolution.
Yeah, but it is on the front page, so it's like right next to like Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas caught kissing at the at the museum or whatever.
They do love to kiss in the museum.
You're going to be a breast foot article pretty soon.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, mine's just simple, easy.
Oh.
And it's that I did make the mistake this week. I haven't been playing any video games in a while.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No, it's been actually better for my life, probably.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
And yeah. I deleted and restarted Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And it's completely destroyed all of my effort to. I'm so behind in work just this week already. It's Tuesday. Yeah. We're recording this on a Tuesday, and I feel like the week is lost. But you know, I am really good at the game, so like maybe I won't be stuck
This is what he does.
What is this? What have I triggered?
You're bragging
always
about being good
doing
at
bragging.
You're bragging about being in game.
Do you find yourself planning what you're going to do in the game rather than planning what you're going to do in your real life? Like planning,
absolutely.
I'm going to do the Underdark. I'm going to go into the Sky Castle. I'm going to do that.
Oh,
story.
It sounds like we have
another gamer on our hands.
I didn't know we had a fourth link in the
Game recognizes game.
Thank you.
And I did. I also did Tears of the Kingdom.
I beat.
I also beat these two. Yeah. Never quite beat it.
I'm still playing.
I had a time. I bought a Switch from Costco, and they give you 30 days to or 90 days to try it. So I was like, well, I need to beat it within this thing so I can return it. So I bought beat it, returned it.
A lot of games.
But what about other games?
I just wanted to. I have a PC and I play other games on other systems. I just didn't.
Oh, yeah, but what about things like Animal Crossing?
Yeah, what about stuff like that?
No,
you know, I did Animal Crossing on GameCube, and I think it's kind of the same deal on on Switch. I think not much has changed. One. So, and also Animal Crossing, that was like pandemic-y. That was like the pandemic game that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back into it.
Me too. Yeah. I'll restart my town if you do, Maggie.
Well, if breastfoot becomes, you know, something that's communicative as a disease, maybe you'll get your wish. You know, if it's spreadable.
It's like chicken pox. You want it. You actually want to send your friends over to each other's houses who have breastfoot.
Yes, we're having a breastfoot sleepover.
Yeah. Everybody gets it, and that way nobody has to have it anymore.
Exactly.
All right. If that's what you guys want.
Yeah, I would like to. I want my children to have breastfoot.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of breastfoot, we have Tim Lyons. Tim on
is
the
this
podcast.
Episode just gonna be called Breastfoot? Like, this is insane.
Well, SEO.
We'll see. Yeah, SEO. Thank you. Tim,
the article comes out at the same time.
Exactly. Tim, we've been dying to know what stinker have you brought for us here today?
The stinker that I brought for you is that in middle school, I was a volunteer mascot.
Awesome.
And
volunteer.
What does that mean specifically? It means that I found our mascot for our middle school was the Tiger Cubs or the Tigers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I found some rubber tiger masks, and I convinced my friend to, during the basketball games, put them on and just go run around the court at halftime, unprovoked, untold, not to do it. They would just play music and we would run around and kind of dance.
Yeah.
And then we would just run off, and then that was it. And then as time went on, we got some of our friends to play from the drum line. He would bring his drum line drum out there and play while we would run around. And then he brought his friend out there who also was a drummer. And so they kind of did like some of those bucket drums for the crowd. And the crowd seemed to really like the bucket drums, and they didn't like the mascot stuff anymore. So slowly but surely, I got pushed out of my own mascot thing. As my friend, who was a much cooler dude, I really convinced him. Like, he was one of those cool guys who, like, knew facts before I did. Like, he was the one who was just like, hey, you should start masturbating. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Get in on the ground level.
I mean, he came over and, like, showed me the things that I could use to actually do it. Not like pornography, but like,
did he, like, was it like someone helping you with your golf swing where he, like, put his hand around your hand?
No, I wish. I wish, because honestly, when I started doing it, I thought it had to be soft. And every time it got hard, I said, well, shoot. There it is. I got to start all over again.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Messed it up again.
I got to get it before it sneaks up on me.
That's so funny.
But then eventually I figured, I was like, well, let's just try it when it's erect. And I was like, oh, there it is. So he was that guy. Well, and he was like, hey, I don't need to be doing this. You can just go run around by yourself. And so I did, ran around by myself for a couple of games. But then it really seemed like they were digging the drummers. And then it kind of became like the band came in. And I just got completely replaced. But I started something big, but I think that was probably one of my lamest stinkers that I've ever done in my life.
What I love about that is, like, your idea is like, okay, we got to make this bigger. We got to keep making it more grand, more ridiculous. And everyone goes, actually, now we're on board. Before, we were not. And if we could just get you out of the picture altogether. You had good ideas that didn't involve you.
Yeah.
And we liked that.
Yeah.
I was 100% the weak link. But it did, you know, it pushed me into the theater, you know, the theater scene and getting those one lines in shows
just
and stuff.
Day one of, like, theater class is just like, how's it, you know, what's that, why is everyone here? Well, I was sort of doing this mascot thing for a little while, actually, and I realized I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm picturing also there's a woman in my neighborhood who walks around with a mask on, like a full face mask.
This is you when you're sleepwalking.
It's not me.
You're trying to find out if you're okay to be doing this.
Yeah.
This is future you. This is literally someone, they're like, I can't communicate directly with her.
No, anyway, I see her a lot and I do connect with her on a deep level. But in my mind, that's what I'm picturing, Tim. I'm picturing you walking around the middle school, like, with the tiger mask on, sitting in drama class with the tiger mask on.
It wasn't a good mask. It was a rubber tiger mask. So there was no, like, actual fur on it. So it was me in a rubber tiger mask and then just, like, street clothes running around. I didn't have any other, like, thing to signify that I was a tiger. It was just, like, a sweaty mask. So sweaty. By the time I was done with probably it, this thing was nasty. And there's no good way to clean those things out, or at least I didn't know of one when I was younger.
You just have to sort of learn to accept the smell.
Yeah. I think that they existed before for marching band, to have, like, somebody in the marching band wear it, but I found it in, like, a closet in the hallway. And I was like, you know what? They don't have anything for the halftime show for these basketball games. Yeah. I should get out there. Mark, what do you think? Me and you, we go run around and have some fun?
The phrasing there too, this almost makes it feel like you're like, holy shit, the halftime show just dropped out.
Yeah.
That's the
biggest
thing at the
school. We need a last minute replacement.
No, yeah. I actually ended up stopping people from, like, going to the bathroom and getting refreshments and stuff by creating this halftime show. Mm-hmm. I think people uncomfortable to leave.
That's good, like, oh, because the school thing. Made less money. That's what you want to hear.
Exactly. Yeah.
Were you a kid that, would have been described as hyper?
Hyper?
Because I feel like this is something
hyper,
like,
kid energy.
This is hyper kid energy.
Maggie wants you to say, did you have the exact same childhood as me?
No.
I don't think I was described as hyper.
Okay.
I was kind of like a smart ass to teachers. Like, I had a teacher take me out of class and yell at me before because I said, he let slip somehow that his wife had a mustache or something like that. And I was the only one who heard it. And so I called, and so I, like, I was just like, your wife has a mustache? And he took me out into the hallway and he was like, if you speak up again, I'm going to, like, send you home in an ambulance or something.
Keep
like
my name.
Oh my God.
His name was Mr. Petronio. He was intense.
Oh my God. Did he do a lot of, like, threats to students?
I can only speak for myself, but he threatened me, like, once or twice. Yeah. But I was also, I mean, I talked back. I was a talk backer. I had a problem with authority. And I still do, quite honestly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Even being a guest on here makes me, I don't fucking like this.
Yeah.
Whoa, watch out.
Let us have it.
Let us have it, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, this is great.
You're the host, man. You're the host.
Whoa, you tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my grade school experience. Yeah.
I guess the only reason I use that phrase, I always feel like anyone who did like anything that was individuated, like, and at all a like I'm pulling attention, was written off as like, oh, they're like hyper attention hogs or whatever. And even though that's not the correct term in any way, you know.
You know what it was too, because when you said hyper, also it did make me think that actually when I was a kid, and I think this is like that slight age gap thing of like I'm a few years older than you guys.
You're 55, right?
Just a few, yeah. And I grew up. I'm a 90s kid, but I grew up at a time where like whenever someone was called hyper, it was just that they definitely. Or didn't get diagnosed was having a very serious problem.
Exactly.
Like there was the kid in my, I don't remember his name, but he was in my Boy Scout troop, like my Cub Scout troop. And when we went on our camping trip, he famously was running around and like just screaming because he's hyper. And he did famously fall directly into the fire during the camping trip. He tripped on a rock and then just went like hand, like his body went stiff and he went face first into the fire with his hands like, like that. And then immediately like two adults pulled him out and then they just like wrapped his arms up and hands up like a mummy and he stayed for the whole weekend. Meanwhile, that night I pissed my sleeping bag, soaked it all the way through and I went home.
Did you soak it because you were like, if I piss this, I know I'll get to go home?
No, I was like kind of excited to be there, although that moment did freak me out quite a bit. And then I also, my dad was in the tent with me and I basically pissed through his pants.
How?
I mean, we were so on a how air much did you have before you went like to sleep?
Yeah, well, I should have done it before I went to sleep, but I had too much freaking soda. Like an idiot.
Hyper. The hyper.
Yeah, you were the hyper.
Hyper. No,
it sounds like you threw the kid in the fire to get the attention away from you.
No, it's not. We don't say that anymore. That's not the story anymore. But no, that kid stayed longer. We literally packed our tent in the middle of the night and left. Like he told one other parent, like, James soaked the tent. And he kept be like, it's fine. No, it's just really cold. That's why you peed yourself. I was like, cool. Yeah.
That's nice.
Is that something that happens?
I have believed that ever since, and I'm never going to look it up.
Okay.
With penis?
With penis.
What is it true that with penis, if it's cold, you have to pee?
With wet penis.
I think
penis,
it's just in general, if you're cold, it might be harder to hold in a piss because you're shaking. Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's definitely true. It's not something that I was wrong about or weird about.
It's strange because, you know, usually when you get into like hot water, that makes you need to pee. Whereas when you're colder, it kind of shrivels the whole thing up and it goes away for a little while until it gets warm.
And that's what you would think. And that is what you would think.
Did everybody else think it just rained in your one tent spot? Or did everybody come out of their tents and be like, "Whoa, rain last night?"
I soaked my goddamn tent with piss and we had to leave immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we weren't welcome, probably. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I derailed there a bit. But the point is, the hyper kid was not me.
And it wasn't Tim either.
It was the kid who fell in the fire.
It was the kid who fell in the fire all along.
It was very specific in the 90s, especially if you got called hyper. It was like, no, there's something else going on.
We did have had a kid at our school that would be considered hyper, and he would dress up as Michael Jackson and do like the full Michael Jackson dances at pep rallies and stuff
would you say he kind of took over your role at the
I mean, honestly, I think if I would have kept going, I may have been kind of running around the pep rallies, and they were like, actually, let's get this Michael Jackson kid.
That role is cut out for the hyper kid.
And maybe that's why I didn't belong, because I wasn't I wasn't hyper enough.
You needed some more substantial media material in the drama department.
My self-awareness was starting to grow. I realized, hey, maybe this is a little embarrassing to be doing this. And I gave it to the guy who typically dressed up as Michael Jackson on a daily basis.
He needed to get out that energy.
He would come as Michael Jackson more than once a week.
Wow.
We had the opposite, which is the kid who dresses in a suit and everyone's afraid of him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Video footage of that kid the day Michael Jackson, the first big expose about Michael Jackson's misdeeds came out.
I don't want to see that.
I think that people. I have a friend who's a huge Michael Jackson fan.
Sorry, I just really couldn't help it. I don't want to see that. So sorry, Mary.
If you guys need to talk.
No, I don't want to talk.
No, you want to see that. That's fine. I don't want to see that.
No, it's a sad. I mean, that would be a sad video to watch. Either, no matter what,
well, it's just
sad
it's
because
such a like you're. That's what there's something fascinating about it from a psychological standpoint of like, maybe I'm like, I would like to see it as like a short, someone finding out that the thing they've dedicated their whole life to is.
I think one of three things happens. He either is really sad about it and he's like, dang, this sucks. He either defends Michael Jackson to the death. He's like, not a chance he did this. Or he thinks, now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am Michael Jackson now. Because there's no world in which he goes, oh shit, that stinks. I guess I can't like this guy's music anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
He becomes the artist.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's he probably did that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Caroline.
That was so scary. That was the scariest.
Okay, Caroline.
I feel like Caroline.
Very nurturing, motherly.
I'm not feeling nurtured at all, Tim. Mother. I was saying
come
I'm
here.
Getting
let me nurture. Let me nurture you at my breast.
Let me nurse you. So Tim, you moved on to I'm sorry. I need to take a shower.
Nothing to say.
I do. I need to take a shower from what just happened. But basically, Tim, you moved on to theater, right?
Yep.
And then now throughout your theater career, I'm going to assume you continued it into high school. Did you have any roles that you really loved, your breakout roles, even if it was like you said you had some one-liners? Did you get a role and you were like, man, I killed this thing?
I mean, I did make one. So our school split into two different, there was two different towns and there was too many kids. So at some point we were Lincoln Way Central and Lincoln Way East. Mm-hmm. And Lincoln Way East basically got like the football sports budget and Lincoln Way Central got the theater budget. The year I started doing theater, Lincoln Way Central was doing like The Hobbit as their play. Mm-hmm. And we were doing something called The Trouble with Summer People, which was a generic murder mystery.
Oh my God.
A writer named Tim Kelly, who does a lot of plays like this. He did The Trouble with Summer People. We did a show called The Baseball Show, which I sprained my ankle in. And I actually played a character in that show who's had a sprained ankle. So it was perfect for my character.
I did it method.
But we were oftentimes allowed to kind of like improvise a lot of the stuff. Like we just like made those shows funnier. And I guess what I did to make my character funnier was just, I put short shorts on and like, I was like a detective. And so I wore like short shorts with high socks and like had, aviators on the entire time. And that's kind of like, oh wow, this guy's going places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the parents in the audience loved it.
Well, that's most prime. You are ripe for the improv community. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it yet. I didn't even start improvising until I was like 27. So I was a late bloomer.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Big time. I went into graphic design instead for 5 years and wasted my whole fucking life.
No, stop.
Ew,
don't talk about my best friend like that.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
Thank you. But yeah, most of the time, I think I was one of those kids where, you know, when they have too many kids and they make up a role for them.
Yes.
And like in the younger grades, that was me. I played like the main guy's assistant in a show called We Has Jazz. And I got,
what?
I got, It was called We Has Jazz. I played a guy's assistant. I had one line. The one line was he told me to make sure that the heat was turned on, and I turned to my little book, and I looked out in the audience. I said, heat on. Huge laugh, and that's how I knew. That's how I knew I wanted to get into comedy.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say that's how you knew you wanted to get into graphic design.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. Mm.
It felt very graphic design coded.
Yeah, very graphic design.
Now, let me ask you, where are you from?
I am from Chicago.
Whoa. Mm.
Or Chicago, I guess. I was originally from Cook County, Blue Island, and then we moved to a place called Frankfort, Illinois, which is Will County. But I've been in Chicago.
Blue Island, it's called?
Blue Island was the town, yeah. It was like a close to the Chicago suburb.
That's an interesting name.
Why did they call it Blue Island?
Yeah.
Is it an island? Yeah.
No, I think I honestly don't know why they called it Blue
this
Island.
This is one of these things I think that probably people from Chicago are like, this is normal. I'll tell you what, from the outside, that's a weird name.
Yeah.
What are some other names of suburbs? I mean, I feel like suburbs always kind of have...
It's normally like Wilmington, you know, or no, like...
There's stuff like Kendall Archipelago in New Jersey.
Kankakee is another Illinois one. New Lenox, Mokena, Joliet.
Okay, yeah, that those are
weird, but normal
names. Yeah,
but Blue Island, yeah, I guess.
Blue
Island. I guess you're right. I don't know. I never really like, thought about it. I mean, we moved out of there because a oil factory exploded, so everybody kind of left. But
so
now
it did
become
an island in the end. So maybe it's
did. Yeah,
everyone deserted.
A seer came and named it. But now it's, I guess now people are moving back in, and the market's booming there. So my mother tells me.
Wow. No man is a blue island.
Exactly.
That's what they say.
Sorry, I just got the most intense migraine of my life all at once. After I spoke.
I actually feel like I have flu-like symptoms.
Now. I feel like I'm getting a little bit. Seems
whooping
like
cough reverse. Though,
it sounds like
the ass.
I hate to say this, but it sounds like you two took a couple too many sips of Haterade, all right?
Interesting that you call it that. Interesting that you call it that. Because it tastes sweet, baby. It tastes sweet.
I'm drinking. Haterade has nothing to do with the taste of it.
Oh, yeah, bitch, Haterade this is 100% Glacier Freeze.
You better believe.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I'm getting a phone call from a gym that I signed up for that I actually don't want to be a part of. Sorry.
Oh, and you're a member of it now?
You want to spend 30 minutes trying to cancel?
No, I should. I should just pick it up and be like, hey, I'm actually not interested. You fill out an email and then they keep calling you until they. Yeah.
I hate filling out emails like that.
I did that too.
Yeah.
But they stop after a while. I did that for the gym around the corner from me like 2 weeks ago. And like every day I was getting like 3 calls and like text messages, and I just completely ignored them, and they've stopped now. So that's
this has been going on for 9 years.
Oh, well, maybe they'll stop this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I think this week might be the week. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I feel like maybe this is the week.
Well, Maggie, it's interesting you say that, because Tim, this actually is the week that we're going to try a new segment for the end of this podcast.
Fine.
So
that wasn't a bad segue.
That was good.
I'm getting
awesome
better.
Segue.
I'm getting better.
For a new segment, that was a great segue.
Thank you. Segue. And Tim, well done. So
thank you. Wow.
Medium rare.
Tim, perhaps you're familiar with the dating game, I think it's called, where you have one person in search of a date and 3 people behind a curtain or some sort of partition. And the person asks these 3 individuals questions. And at the end, you decide which one you want to go on a date with, sight unseen. So
sure.
We'll be doing something like that, except it's called Piss Date. So each one of us, you're going to be the eligible bachelor, bachelorette, whatever you want to be. And the 3 of us are going to be 3.
One, 2, and 3, right?
Yeah. Dates 1, 2, and 3. You can ask us questions, do whatever you want. And at the end, we'll just ask that you pick who's you want to go on a date with, or the absolute worst one. It's kind of up to you who you
want to
pick.
Now, to
maybe we'll introduce ourselves a little with like a fact. maybe? Like, I'm bachelor or I'm date one.
I think it should be like that, like the dating game where there's a, like, pretend you have to, like, this isn't about our looks. This is about the words you hear from us.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are invisible.
How we describe ourselves and how that aligns with your relationship goals.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Let's let it rip.
This date.
Are you going to introduce yourselves?
It's interesting. There's no host, we just realized. It's interesting.
Caroline, go.
Okay. Hi. I'm date number one. I'm behind door number one. A couple of things about me is I have four lips.
Oh.
Do you want to know where?
I think I can imagine.
And I was diagnosed at birth with a cyclops eye, which is, excuse me, let me clarify. I have four lips on my face.
Not what I was imagining. Thank you for clarifying.
At birth, I was diagnosed with a cyclops eye, which is a third eye in the middle of my forehead, non-functioning from maybe a loose eye that was in my mother's womb. My hobbies include baking, measuring things and comparing them in between inches and centimeters. And for my job, I work as...
You're absolutely... you're kind of killing all my questions that I was going to ask you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just the last one of my introduction.
Sure.
And my job is looking.
Wow. Great. Hello.
Is this thing on? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, Kintis, number two.
I can't hear myself.
What?
My name is Tater. I'm not deaf, but I'm never able to hear any of the words that I say. So I just have to trust that what I think I'm saying is exactly what I'm saying. I'm young. I used to do gymnastics, but I had to stop because the place where I was doing gymnastics at fell down.
Oh.
For a job, one day I would like to work in the Library of Congress and be one of the people that licks the dust off the books.
Wow.
So that's a little, and I did go to college. I went to Rutgers University. I just sort of went there. I don't have a degree, but I like the campus, and my name is Tater. I hope everything sounded right.
Sounded perfect. Thank you, Tater.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Tempur-Pedic. Yes, relation. And I am a Scorpio, but I don't like to eat after 9 p.m. I like to play golf and mostly for the hot dogs, and I am excited to go down on you.
Wow. Crap. I meant to say that
as well.
Yeah.
Great.
No, you guys can't take that. I'm let me just reiterate.
I hope you guys can hear me, but I'm saying I would love to absolutely gobble your dick.
Let me reiterate. My name is Tempur-Pedic, and I cannot wait to go down on you.
I hope it's been clear that I would do the same. Thank you.
I'm excited to have one or all of you go down on me.
Can only be one. That's not how the game works.
I have four lips.
We can see them back here, and it's wild.
I will say they don't look good.
Well, don't ruin it for me.
You're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to. Why would you say that?
Sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead,
Sam. I'm going to start with contestant number three.
Oh, bitch.
And we'll work backwards
bitch.
From there.
You fucking bitch.
This is
Ow! So sorry. One second. I just want to make sure I can hear your question. My fellow contestants are hitting me.
That's okay.
Ow! Ooh. Oh no, I'm listening.
You all sound very hyper, and I like that.
Thank you. We've been told that since we were 2 years old.
Mm. This is a silly situational question for you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Let's say let's say that a kid comes up to you and kicks you in the shin. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I ask, what did you have for dinner last night? Because that's going to inform.
Careful.
That's going to inform the strength with which I will be hitting them back. I'm so sorry. And that's not me being fucked up or weird or messed up or anything like that. That's me being fair. And so based on what they had for dinner, I will know their health levels and strength levels. And as such, I will be able to, with exact appropriate amount of strength, hit them back with what their body that I know they can handle. And I do know that.
Wow.
Did you jumble all the words in that sentence when you were speaking?
No, I just want to clarify for the Tim on the outside. She was reading a word search at the end there. So she had stopped what she was saying a while before, and that was just
A word search. Thank you.
Yeah, she was just reciting it.
Well, I was trying to find out what word is going to define my next year. So.
Aw.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this next one is for Tater.
That's Tater, me,
can,
Tater.
Can you hear me?
Fuck!
Hope you can hear me. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I'll have to trust you.
So this one is you purposely set your house on fire and you want to, you're doing it because you're done with life and you want to start over. But then you realize, shit, I should have grabbed that one thing from the house. What is that one thing?
This is an interesting puzzle for me. So I'm glad you asked that because I call myself a bit of a puzzle meister. So for me, that one thing that I absolutely need to go back into a burning house for would probably have to be my waifu pillow. because at the end of the day, I am ethically non-monogamous in a relationship
with
a pillow that her name is Katiana. I hope I'm saying that right. There's no way for you to know if it's correct. Her name's Katiana, and I do love her. But she doesn't really have an ability to emote or feel or speak. Or anything like that. So I'm sort of looking for a partner who is flesh-based. And somebody that I'm hoping one day I could go back into a burning house and retrieve as well. If I left you in the house, I would retrieve you.
Oh, okay. Oh, very sweet.
I would retrieve you from your room the next day.
And so then that scenario, you have also set my house on fire.
We're living together.
Oh, okay. Great. Contestant number one.
Last but not least.
Let's say we're driving to a date destination, but we get totally lost. What do you do and how do you handle it?
Okay, well, I guess my first question is the car automatic or pulled by horses?
Let's say that it's... pulled by horses.
Okay. So usually if you have two horses pulling the car. One of them is going to be really familiar with the area. So if you just show him a map, he should hopefully be able to navigate us to where we want to go. And then the other one is kind of playing bad cop. So don't listen to him. And then I'm sorry. It's hard for me to think of scenarios that haven't happened to me in real life. I get a stroke every time I have to do that. And that has never happened to me. So is this real, or is this like, do you think this is going to actually happen to us?
It's a hypothetical question for the dating show.
Have you gone on a lot of dates before where little kids come up and kick you in the shins?
Me personally?
Yeah.
It's happened before, yeah.
Oh, and what about your house burning down?
Also, yeah, that's happened. These are all true life situations that I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh.
It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, wait, did you want me to keep talking?
No, that's fine. I think I've made my decision based on these questions. Unless you want me to keep asking more questions.
I'll do it.
Do what?
Yes, I accept.
I am going to be the one who picks the person that I want to go on the date.
Yeah. Okay.
I liked everybody's answers. I think everybody gave coherent and complete answers that were really sweet and nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
Peter, you I appreciate your love for waifu. Mm-hmm. And I think that you and your body pillow have a lot to work out before you're ready to maybe try something with a new person or a third person.
Have I been eliminated? Is that how this works?
I'm eliminating you.
Well,
I'm eliminating you.
I'm going to step out from behind the curtain so you can see what you're missing out on.
Let's take
here
a look.
Here I am. Yeah, I'm nude. And I'm wet.
You're soaking.
And it's not water. It's gel. It's a gel.
It's a gel? Oh.
Yeah. Well, I try to live a life. I'm trying to live a little bit like I just came out of the pod in the Matrix.
Mm.
Because
you look
every
and smell
day,
like that.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. People think it smells good because it's pink. It actually smells bad because it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is what you're missing out on, bud.
I'm bummed. I'm bummed, but I think I'll be okay. Contestant number one and three, I think just based on the knowledge that...
Yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with contestant one just based on the... And the four lips that were promised at the top of it.
Let me show you what you were missing. Yeah. I was the first person to ever pierce that.
Wow. Oh, wow. Ouchies.
Oh, my God. She pierced her eyeball.
Oh, God.
And I have a chain connecting the way people would do from one nipple to the other. I have connected my eyeballs. Okay? Do you understand?
I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
Yeah. Well,
what you've done.
This is what you're missing out on. You could have yanked this chain all night long, little puppy.
Oh, you also got some of that goo on you from contestant number two. Okay, contestant number one, please. I'd love to meet you.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for picking me, but I'm shy. I can't. I just don't think I could see you in person, but I'm excited to be your date, maybe even your wife. Thank you for picking me, but you can never see me because I'm shy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm excited to go on a virtual date with you then.
She's catfishing you for sure.
Yeah. Wow.
There's not a doubt in my mind that this is...
That was something.
Who said people said that love isn't real anymore? And I think that we just disproved that, don't you think, Tim?
I think that love is blind, as they say on that show.
Oh my God, they should have called the dating game Love is Blind.
Well, that's kind of how it seems like the scenario in which Love is Blind was created. They tried to do a regular dating show. The last person picked wouldn't be seen, and that's how the premise of that show came to be.
That makes me think.
That really makes you think.
I've been thinking about it. Yeah.
Congrats to Caroline.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was in character. I was in game for that. So it's not exactly me you're congratulating. Rather, think of me as having a plastic tiger mask on.
I have to say, I want to tell you something, Caroline. Mm-hmm. You don't
Maggie, often... say this. Say this.
That character, you don't often do a... You normally, no matter the character, you're entering in with your Cotter voice, your Caroline Cotter voice.
Thank you so much.
What you... That was... I as your friend, really loved seeing that fucked up little horny girl that you just expressed to us. And
Caroline,
I would
you
like,
basically put on a workshop.
And I would like to say you put on a workshop.
Yeah,
you
kinda,
thanks.
You kind of set the vocal tone because everyone kind of came in with that vocal, and I was a little confused at first. At my character, not me, Tim, the improviser. I knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah, you knew.
But my character was kind of like, "Who am I? Is it one, two, or three?
Yeah. Character. And
what did Tim, the graphic designer, think?
This would make a beautiful show poster someday. Yeah. I think.
Oh, man.
And what about Tim, the mascot?
Tim, the mascot, says, "Go Stinkers!"
Yeah. That rocked,
Tim.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast today. Is there anything you would like to plug? Anything our listeners should check out?
Yeah, you could check out my podcast, Improv is Dead, which comes out every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Pods, wherever you get your pods. I mean, clearly improv is not dead, but we started the thing during the pandemic when improv actually did die, all the theaters closed, and then we decided to keep the name because of branding and whatnot. Good but name. Listen to us, throw us in your rotation.
Yeah. Get
in the rotation.
We know we got a lot of prov freaks listening, so give that shit a listen.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Gobble, gobble it up.
Caroline, are you okay?
No.
You want to talk about it on the pod, or you want to save it for later?
I want to save it.
For how later?
Yeah.
Stinkers. Stinkers.
Stinkers. Stinkers.